I think we also have to have a view on how we assess the patient pathologically or cytologically. Certainly we've moved away completely for a number of years from cytology, as you would expect it to be C3 if it comes back, because in most cases you'll have this proliferation hyperplastic tissue and you'll get something like a 50% C3 rate, so it's probably not worth doing that. I don't think you need to core everybody with gynecomastia, but I think you have to have a view of what you're going to achieve and what you're going to learn from your core. If you've got unilateral gynecomastia in an elderly man, I think that's reassuring that you're not missing anything malignant. It gives you a diagnosis of gynecomastia. Perhaps in a younger man where you've got gynecomastia who's a bit tender, I guess there is a tiny bit of evidence that might suggest if you core them and you see gynecomastia in its proliferative phase, then that might lend you to maybe trying some pharmacological intervention that's more likely to work. Whereas if the gynecomastia is burnt out, chronic, fibrotic, medication's never going to work for those patients. I also think if you are going to embark on some of the operations we're about to see, I think you've got kind of a duty to make sure there's no underlying condition from the diagnosis up, so that perhaps yourself or your plastic surgical colleagues have got all the information necessary to counsel the patient, and also kind of to prevent any form of recurrence if you possibly can.